You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indy Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We thank God for another week, another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. And as I say every Tuesday, if the Lord woke you up this morning, you owe him a praise. For the scripture says, let everything that hath breath praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. So we thank God for another week, another day that he has blessed us to see. Glory be to God. We hope that you had a wonderful week. We hope that the Lord was with you. He had to be with you if you're alive today. Glory be to God. We thank you for joining in. As always, whether it be by radio or whether it be by Facebook, good morning to you. We thank God for you that are out in radio land, whether you're listening by way of your office, your home, or your cars. Praise the Lord to you. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning to you that are watching by way of Facebook. We thank you for taking time out of your busy schedules to join me here today. Praise the Lord. We just finished a week of where we celebrated our pastor and her husband. Boy, what a wonderful time did we have. 22 years that she has been pastoring, longer than that, that she has been preaching. Amen. We had some wonderful services. We had Bishop Leon Jenkins on Monday of last week. Amen. And he preached, are you available? Glory be to God. Are you available for the Lord to use you? Will you be like Isaiah and say, here I am, Lord? What a powerful message that he gave. And then on Wednesday night, we had Minister David Montgomery, who brought a rhema word from the Lord. Hallelujah. He was called up to pray, and yet the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord moved upon him, and he began to preach. And what a word that he had for us on that night. And we thank God for yours truly, myself. Amen. God gave me a word on this past Sunday. Glory be to God. And we thank God for, amen, the word that he gave to me. Amen. You're doing a great work. Don't come down, which was for our pastor. Amen. And then the Lord told me to tell the congregation, keep on working, for the Lord wants to take us to a new level. Can I tell somebody today, keep on working, for the Lord wants to take you to a new level. So we thank God for the powerful words that the Lord gave over this past week. And I say to my pastor, keep on doing what you're doing. You're doing a great work. Don't come down. There is much work that the Lord yet still has for you. And so we thank God for her. Amen. We thank God for our congregation. And again, I say praise the Lord to you this morning, my pastor, Pastor Barbara Kimbrough, who is the pastor of our church located here in Cocoa, Florida at 16 South Wilson Avenue. Amen. Praise the Lord to her husband, President Charlie Kimbrough. Praise the Lord to you. Amen. Praise the Lord to my wife, Minister Frieda Gray, who is on the job right now. But Lord's will, we will see this on Facebook later on tonight. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So without further ado, I'm going to go into the word of the Lord. Amen. These 30 minutes, they go by quickly. And before you know it, it's time to wrap up. Amen. And so we're going to go into the word of the Lord today, which can be found in the book of Genesis, amen, chapter 25. And I am going to read from verses 27 through 33. Again, that is Genesis 25, verses 27 through 33. And the Lord said, and the boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in the tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. And Jacob sought pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him, and he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his right. Glory be to God. Dear gracious Father, we thank you for allowing us to come before you just one more time on this platform that you have provided. And God, I'm praying, Father, you be with me as I trust that you've always been, and I know that you've always been with me, and I trust that you always will be. But Lord, I can do nothing without you. God, I'm praying, Father, you bless the ears of those that are hearing today. But Lord, we know that your word said that it will not return void. Bless our government, bless our country. God, bring us together, Lord, as one nation under God. Lord, we're just praying, Father, that you just bless us today. God, bless me for these few moments. God, remember us. Remember those that are in the black backslidden state, those that have backslid. God, return them back to you. God, remember those that are mourning over a loss of loved ones or a friend. God, we're praying, Father, you comfort them as only you know how. Remember them, God, that are in the hospital, the nursing homes, the jail cells. Touch them from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. In Jesus' name, amen. And amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I want to use for a subject, amen. We ought to appreciate, amen, God's blessing. Amen. We ought to appreciate God's blessing. We ought to have value. We ought to know the value of God's blessing. But we're living in a day and age now where people do not appreciate God's blessing. We were over our pastor's house last night, and we began to talk about the children and this age that we're living in. And we reflected on back when we were children, and I was a child, and my grandmama would drag me to church. And so church was instilled in us. And we know that through every generation, there's always going to be a few of us that, you know, we didn't want to tell our friends that we were in church. Amen. So we know that that happens through every generation. Hallelujah. Amen. But we begin to think about this generation. Amen. And how this seems to be a generation, amen, that doesn't know God. Hallelujah. There, and the reason we say that it our children, not only our children, but the adults, many of them, amen, they do not come to the house of God. Hallelujah. Back in the days, people, they came. Hallelujah. They came to the house of God. Amen. But today, amen, it's like pulling teeth to get people into the house of God. Hallelujah. That is because many people, amen, do not value what Jesus did. They do not value, amen, that he went on the cross and he died for not his sins, but he died for our sins. Glory be to God. We're living in a generation now. We go on social media and there are people that want to argue the very existence of God. They want to tell you that there is no God. And so there has arisen a generation, amen, that does not seem to know God, or else they do not value what God has done. Here in our text, glory be to God, we find Esau and Jacob. In those days, the firstborn was to receive the blessing. He was to receive all the glory that went with being the firstborn. It was as if when the father died, he would receive everything. And we know that Rebecca, when she was pregnant, she had the boys that were in the womb, Esau and Jacob, they struggled in the womb. And God came to Rebecca and told him that there are two nations within you and they're struggling. And he begins to tell her that the younger one would rule over the elder. Glory be to God. So God had already put this thing, already prophesied what was going to happen. And we know that they were born, and as Esau begins to go out of his mother's womb, Jacob reaches forth and grabs the heel of Esau. And that's and his name meant supplanter, because from birth he wanted to supplant what Esau had. Glory be to God. And all through all his life, he wanted what Esau had. Hallelujah. He wanted the blessing because he understood how valuable the blessing was. There are people today that do not understand the blessings that God gives us on a daily basis. They do not understand, amen, what a blessing it is to be alive. You know, when I was younger and I would go to bed and get up every morning, go off to school and various places, I didn't think anything of it. I didn't think anything of it. Hallelujah. I didn't think, even though I grew up in church, I didn't think to possibly give God the praise for every day that I woke up. Hallelujah. But as I got older, I understood the value of being alive. I understood being alive every day. You know that the blessings that God gives us, they're the only blessings that grow in value every day. Hallelujah. Do you know not that the things that we place our values on more than God, those things depreciate, but yet the blessings of God, their value grows. Glory be. As I stated back when I was a child, I didn't think anything of getting up every morning. Didn't think up every of getting up and saying, Lord, I thank you for today. But as you get older and you begin to see people that you grew up with, they're dying. When you begin to see, hallelujah, people are leaving this world, it becomes of greater value every day that God wakes you up. You realize that could have been you. And so the value that God gives us increases. You can go out to the car lot and buy a brand new car. And when you buy that brand new car, the moment it goes off the lot, it begins to depreciate. Glory be to God. You can go out to the rummage sales. You can go out to the Salvation Army, and you can buy items that at one time people valued. Glory be to God. They thought these things were of value. They thought the Calvin Kleins, the Stacy Adams, they were of value. They didn't want you to step on their shoes. They didn't want you to get food on their clothes because they were of value. But later on in life, these same things that they thought were of value, they're out in their rummage sales. They're selling them. They're giving them away to the Salvation Army. Glory be to God. They're giving them away to the United Way. Because why? They didn't see any more value in them. Glory be to God. But the value that God gives, the stuff that God gives you, it doesn't appreciate. It doesn't depreciate. But yet it increases in its value. Glory be to God. Being alive today at my age, glory be to God, versus back when I was 16, 12, whatever it was, when I was an adolescent, glory be to God, it means more to me today. Why? Because I've seen other people go on and leave here. Glory be to God. So we ought to appreciate God's a blessing. Hallelujah. We know the story here. Glory be to God. Esau goes out, and he's a hunter by nature. Jacob, he is a cook by nature. He's a man of the house. Glory be to God. And while Esau is out hunting, hallelujah, he gets tired. He gets hungry. He comes back to the house. And Jacob is in there cooking. And Esau thinks that he's gotten to the point where, you know, he's hungry. He said, give me some of that food that you're cooking. And Jacob, he wants to trick him. Glory be to God. And he says to him, I'll give you something to eat if you sell me your birthright. If you sell me your birthright. Glory be to God. And you know what Esau said to him? Behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? Glory be to God. You know, he wasn't that hungry. He wasn't going to die. But he thought so little of what God had given to him that he would sell it for some food. Glory be to God. So many people today are selling their birthright. They don't take any value that Jesus died on the cross. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. They don't take any value that he died, he bled and he died for you. He came down through 42 generations so that we could have the right to eternal life. They don't take any value of that. They'll sell that. It doesn't mean anything to them. They'd rather go out and play golf. They'd rather go to the clubs. They'd rather drink and party. They'd rather smoke weed. They'd rather do anything other than come to the house of God, because they don't find any value. Glory be to God. You know what? The scripture lets us know. Solomon tells us, I believe it's in the book of Ecclesiastes. He tells us it's better to be in the house of the mourning. What is that? That means to be at a funeral than it is to be in the house of festivity, meaning at a club. Why? Because he says that this is the place where all men are going to go. And when you're at a funeral, glory be to God, you realize that unless the Lord come first, we all going to have to take that route. And it's imperative that we get our lives right. It is imperative that we value what Christ has done, because he says that he that believeth in him shall never die. Saints don't die. They just sleep away. Glory be to God. But when Jesus come, there's going to be a calling at midnight. The bridegroom cometh. He's coming back. Glory be to God. We ought to value that he died for us on Calvary's cross. See, when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, man was headed for a trajectory towards death. Hallelujah. There was no hope. Glory be to God. But yet Christ intervened. He saw that man needed hope. He saw that by one man's sin, we were all sentenced to die. But through another man's giving of his life, we were all given the right to eternal life. Who was that man? It was Jesus Christ. He came and he died for you and I to give us a right to inherit eternal life. Glory be to God. But Esau, he didn't see any point in it. He thought that he lived his life in such a way that his birthright meant nothing to him. Glory be to God. He sold it. He sold it for some food. What are you selling your birthright for? What is more valuable than eternal life? We ought to cherish the blessings of God. Glory be to God. When we get up in the morning, we ought to give God the praise. We ought to give him glory, for he woke us up this morning. He started us on another day's journey. He put a roof over our head. He put clothes on our bodies. Glory be to God. He put shoes on our feet. Gave us transportation.
Glory be to God. If you don't have transportation, glory be to God. Just be thankful that you're able to walk. Hallelujah. Just be able to thank him that you're able to move. Sometimes we take the use of our limbs for advantage. We take advantage of it. Glory. We take it for granted, I should say. Glory be to God. But go out to the hospital. Go out to the various places where people in the nursing home. You'll find that some of them don't have any limbs. Some of them are not able to walk. Some of them are not able to see. But you are. Glory be to God. We ought to appreciate God's blessing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he swore unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. And then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. He despised it. Glory be to God. Do you despise your birthright? Do you despise what Christ has done? Hallelujah. Because some of us, we say we don't, but our actions say otherwise. You know, when we invite folks to church, they say, I'll come to church. But yet in your heart, you know they're not. You don't believe it. Glory be to God because of how they said it. The Bible says to try the spirit and see if it be of God. You know when people are telling the truth or whether they're just pulling your legs. But getting people to come to the house of God, just getting people to listen to the word of God is like pulling teeth. Hallelujah. Because they don't want to hear it. Glory be to God. They despise it. They despise it. Glory. They may not say it, but the action. See, you don't judge somebody off of what they say. Glory be to God. You judge them by what they do. You can tell somebody that you love them, but just because you say you love them doesn't mean that you do. But it's your actions. Glory be to God. It's your actions. Hallelujah. People ought to be running to the house of God because of what? What Jesus did. Hallelujah. If one of the presidents were to come to town, you would see people flocking to wherever that place was or is going to be. People that will take time out of their busy schedules. Whatever they do, they'll put it down to see the president. Glory be to God. To see this person. When it's a concert, glory. When I used to go to concerts back in the day when I was out there in the world. Glory be to God. You would pay all kinds of money to get to tickets to see Michael Jackson, to see Prince, New Edition. Glory be to God. You would do whatever it took, hallelujah, to get a ticket. Hallelujah. But when it comes to the house of God, people get excuses. I can't. I got this to do. I got that to do. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. They don't appreciate what God has done. But when you appreciate what God has done, that's why David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Glory be to God. We ought to be excited about what God is. Every day that he wakes you up, it's a blessing. It's a blessing. He wakes you up every morning, puts breath in your body. It's a blessing. I told the church one time, and I've told them repeatedly, sometimes we got to thank God for what didn't happen. Glory be to God. We ought to thank God that we didn't have cancer. Glory be to God. We ought to thank God that we don't have diabetes. We ought to thank God that we don't have high blood pressure. We ought to thank God, glory be to God, that we have a house over. It might not be the best house, but you got a roof over your head. Glory be to God. You ought to value what God has done. Esau did not value his birthright. He sold it for a piece of food. Hallelujah. He saw that's just how much he thought of his birthright. Glory be to God. But you know what? We know the story of how I don't have him running out of time. Glory be to God. But we know how his mom and his and Jacob conspired to even steal. Glory be to God. His blessings. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But and then after it was all gone, he wanted it then. Don't be one of those ones. When you had an opportunity to appreciate the value of your salvation, but it was too late. It was too late. The blessings were already gone. Glory be. Sometimes we don't appreciate stuff until it's gone. Sometimes folks don't appreciate their spouse until they're gone. They don't appreciate, hallelujah, their mother until they're gone. But you got to know the blessings that God has given. If you got a mother, that's a blessing. If you got a spouse, that's a blessing. Don't look over at the other side. The grass always seems greener on the other side. But appreciate what you have. Esau didn't appreciate it. Glory be to God. He sold his birthright. He said, what does this? He said, I'm at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? It don't mean anything to me. Let me tell you something. It might not look like it means anything right now. But can I tell somebody today, it's going to be of great value when the Lord returns back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You might not see the value in it now. But as I stated when I started early, it's the only thing that has greater value now than it did before. When I was younger, as I stated earlier, I didn't appreciate getting up every morning. I just took it for granted. I was young, go out, play, come back home. You know, when I was in my teenage years, go out, party, whatever. Didn't think to say, Lord, I thank you. But as you get older, you appreciate every day. Hallelujah. Because you know what? Tomorrow is not promised. It's not promised. Because scripture says it's appointed unto man once to die. And after that, the judgment. Glory be to God. So every day the Lord wakes you up, you ought to appreciate his blessing. Because the Lord blesses us every day. The scripture lets us know that his mercies are renewed daily. Thank God for the mercy. Thank God for the grace that God has bestowed on you. Glory be to God. I'm out of time, but not out of word. Value the blessings that God gives us. Hallelujah. Esau didn't. He didn't see any value in what God had given him. Glory be to God. So I'm out of time, but not out of word. Join me again on next Tuesday, the same time at 11:30. And may God bless you and you value the blessings that God has given you. In Jesus' name, amen.
We here at True Pentecostal Community Church invite you out to our services, which are as follows. On Sunday morning, our Sunday school services begin at 10 a.m. Our Sunday morning services begin at 11:40. And due to the COVID-19, our weekday services begin at 6 p.m., which our Bible studies are on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. And our youth services are on Thursdays at 6 p.m. as well. And we trust that you'll come out and have a high time and worship the Lord with us. Our church is located at 16 South Wilson here in the great city of Cocoa, Florida. You be blessed throughout the week. I remember when the choir sings.
Marked by the blood spilled for the world to see.